Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Final hour of Grant and Danny. Danny's vacation wraps up over the weekend. He'll be back on Monday. I'm joined in studio by longtime Redskins receiver and former pass-catching great Santana Moss. The plan was to have you in on a quiet, calm Friday.
Yes.
We were going to talk a lot of preseason football, break down the Redskins game. We'll still do all that.
Okay.
But it has been an insane day in the NFL.
You just bombarded me with so much news, I don't know where we start.
From the time you left your house to the time you walked into the studio, about 45 minutes door-to-door, Ezekiel Elliott got suspended 6 games, and there was a blockbuster trade. You never see these in the NFL, let alone in the preseason, with multiple quality wide receivers, a good corner, and a bunch of draft picks flying around. So let me catch everyone up to speed with a little bit more blanks filled in. Earl just giving you the news and notes there during the update. So Ezekiel Elliott, 6-game suspension. The league releasing a statement. They are saying that their investigation tells them that indeed there was physical altercations and wrongdoings between Ezekiel Elliott and his ex-girlfriend. In a letter to Elliott advising him of the decision, Todd Jones, the league's special counsel for conduct, said that him and his advisors, quote, were of the view that there is a substantial and persuasive evidence supporting a finding that Ezekiel Elliott engaged in physical violence against Ms. Thompson on multiple occasions during the week of July 16, 2016. As we just talked to Sean Sharif from Dallas about, Tana, I don't think this is just about that. I certainly think that's a factor, and it's the biggest reason for the suspension. He may or may not have punched someone in the face, but they had to look into that while they were coming up with how long the suspension was going to be. Same guy that took the shirt off of a girl and showed her breasts at a parade. Same guy that walked into a marijuana dispensary out, I think it was in Denver, right after a game or something like that, where the league doesn't allow marijuana. Mm-hmm. It seems to me like Ezekiel Elliott lives his life like a guy that is above reproach.
Yeah.
He needs to clean his act up quickly. Regardless of what happened with his ex-girlfriend, this is a guy that he marches to the beat of his own drum, and it's not working.
Yeah, no question. I mean, when you look at it, you know, first and foremost, you know, domestic violence, something that's very touchy right now. I mean, it's always been a touchy situation, a touchy topic to talk about. And now the league is cracking down on it even more than they have done in the past. So that's one strike. And then when you're dealing with that investigation, you're doing all these other things. I look back at it, he's a bad boy. He's one of those guys that you have to love him for what he does on the field, and you have to love him for what he does off the field. I got a funny analogy, and it's not that funny, but Tupac, one of my favorite artists all time, especially rappers. You remember the times when he was going through so much, you know, outside of, you know, him just being a great rapper. He was doing this, he was doing that, he was getting charged, fined, you name it, sued. And, you know, I feel like when he had that rape case, they just gave him time because of all the other things that he'd been through, you know, and it was evident he did no harm to the girl, but you know, that judge was so fed up, like, you know what, I'm gonna give you these months or whatever we gave you just so you can learn your lesson. And I think right now Ezekiel Elliott is dealing with that right now. The league has been fed up with him thus far in the league. He's only been in for 1 year, not even have touched his second year yet, and he has all this stuff going on and all this stuff brewing behind him. So they're trying to calm him down and let him rest for a little while and realize this thing could be taken from you if you don't slow down.
Yeah, I think track record matters in life in general.
Definitely.
And I always say this, like when you're trying to make a roster,
mm-hmm.
and let's say you oversleep, right?
Yeah.
If it's the first time you've missed a meeting or you've been late or you know put yourself or whatever you did the night before a team, that's going to be forgotten.
Yeah.
That's going to come out in the wash. They're going to say, you know what? Everyone has a bad day. If that's the sixth time in training camp that you're late to a meeting or a practice, if you've overslept 3 times, it matters.
Yeah.
And the same with Elliott. What I can't understand is I don't know what happened between he and his ex-girlfriend. What I know is that legally they said there wasn't enough evidence and she wasn't a credible person. I know that witnesses said that they heard her yelling at him that she was going to ruin his career or whatever. Right? Mm-hmm. We have all that evidence. I also know that now through the NFL, there is obviously photographs of, it seems like, her being harmed. They looked at those. They had medical examiners check some of those things out. So there's clearly evidence against him here. But here's the part, if I'm Elliott, I can't get past. No matter what happened before, when you know the league is interviewing you, interviewing her, interviewing 10 other witnesses, may or may not suspend you for a game, for two games, or as we found out, for six games, how do you put yourself in a position where you're constantly in the news for the wrong reasons?
I mean, he's showing you who he really is, and that's what I look at. And I feel that if anybody in those situations or even one of those situations, you instantly going to clean your act up quick because you're saying this is going to harm how I make my living. You know, if I'm being investigated and I don't know what the outcomes are going to be, I can't get in nothing else. I wouldn't allow myself to do no harm to no one, no DUI. You know, I'm just throwing stuff out there, but I wouldn't do nothing that would cause them to almost accuse me of what they're investigating me from just because of what I'm doing outside of this. You have to kind of pump your brakes and just let everything clear up. And even if you are one of those guys that just, you know, trouble seems to find you, let it happen somewhere down the line when all this stuff is over. But he just seemed like he didn't really care what was going on. He was going to go out there and live his life the way he does.
Santana Moss in studio, Grant Paulson on Grant and Danny. I don't really buy the whole, because this is going to be the Elliott argument now that you just mentioned this, and I think I'm glad you did. The trouble seems to find guys thing.
Yeah.
And here's what I mean by that. I think good people do bad things.
Yeah.
I really believe that. I just watched Last Chance U season two. There's a quarterback who was at Florida State and has transferred now to Florida Atlantic named DeAndre Johnson. And he was the kid a couple years ago on video punching a girl in the face at a bar.
I remember that.
They were both drunk. He was 17 or 18 years old. It was the worst moment of his life, caught on video, something that was awful. And he will live the rest of his life regretting it. He's got good parents, saw them in the documentary crying over it. He is a really good kid. I mean, you got to see this documentary. It was the worst day of his life. It was the worst decision he ever made, and he should pay for that, and he has. Mm-hmm. 2 years outside of college football, going to a JUCO, now at Florida Atlantic. But I am rooting for this kid, right? Yeah. I think he's a good person who did a bad thing. I've done dumb things.
We all have.
Right. What I don't believe, though, is this trouble's going to find guys. Like, here's an example, and I hate to bring you into this, but you didn't get in trouble. Like, here's the thing, Tana. You and Clinton and these guys— you were going out. You were going to clubs. You were hosting parties. Danny and I always joked that, like, if we played, we'd never leave our house. And Danny has a policy, which I think is ridiculous, by the way. Mm-hmm. He said if he owned a team, he wouldn't let any players go to bars or clubs during the season.
You can't do that.
Of course you can't. He's a crazy person. But my point is, you're an example of a dude from Miami, popular with everyone there. Every club you go into, everyone knows who you are. Trouble doesn't find you.
It does. It has. I mean,
what
you know
do you
what?
Mean?
My dad always told me when I was young that trouble is hard as hell to get into. Trouble is easy to get into and hard as hell to get out of. And when he used to say that, I used to leave the house trying to let that register. Trouble is easy as hell to get into and hard as hell to get out of. What sense does that make? And then you go to a club and a fight breaks out with a guy that you're with and some other guys you don't know. What do you do? See, if I react and just say, okay, well, I'm gonna get seen some way different if I don't help this guy fight or if I don't jump into this. If you let those kind of things sink through your head and make you feel like you're gonna be less of who you are because you didn't jump in the fight, then now you're in trouble for something you didn't do.
Right.
I've always kept guys around me that regardless of what happens in the club, you cannot get involved. You cannot, whatever, regardless where we at, bar, club, restaurant, if someone approaches you and try to pick something with you, guess what? That's our beef. That's what we going to handle. We going to slide. We going to have one guy that's going to grab me, take me the other way, and guess what? Now those guys going to
deal with
it.
Is that the advice you'd give a guy like Elliott?
Yes.
Like have a guy that basically gets you out of the situation.
Have a few guys with you at all times. I mean, to this day, I still keep these same guys around me. Have a few guys with you that's going to always be there for your best interest because they know if they have your best interest, you have their interest. You're going to make sure regardless of whatever trouble they get into because of me or because they was around me, I got you. You're my boy. And I'm going to make sure I take care of you. And
so you were in situations, like, not to get specific, but where you'd be out and about, and you very easily could have been the guy in the headline.
Numerous of times.
Really? Because you never got in trouble.
I've been in things, and I knock on wood to this day, because I tell people all the time, I laugh about it. I say, man, thank the Lord. I feel like I got angels. I remember fights breaking out, and I remember sitting on top of a couch. My younger brother, he get into some altercation. I see it go down in front of me. When I react, the chair come from underneath me, and I'm literally seeing myself about to land on my back. And this right before training camp, getting ready to start, and someone grabs me, pick me up. They didn't even let me fall. Take me to the back. Hey, don't come back. But my brother's out there fighting. I know he's out there. He was the first person that threw the blow. I walk back out. It's like a war going on. You see bottles, guys bleeding, punching. I don't get touched. I look for my brother. I don't see him. He taps me. I'm right here. Let's go.
I've
been
just
in the middle of things. And we didn't really roll out because it was those guys who was out there fighting was with us.
Right.
We just left the scene and got ourselves outside so we can be out the picture. But those guys already know. Those guys who's with us, they don't want me involved in that. They don't want me to be a part of that. And I don't want to be a part of that. I'm not out there for that. But it's guys that will come around you and might have a beef for who you are or what you do or what you have. I used to always tell my girlfriends this. And this was early, way before I got to the stage I'm in now with my life. But I'd be like, if I'm going to go out, I don't want you at a particular club that I know is going to be guys that's going to try to get to you to get to me.
Right.
You know, guys will push up on your lady. They would do anything they want. They would do anything they think that's going to rattle you enough where they can try to get you to fight them so that now they could be suing you or getting you being that guy written up or talked about on ESPN saying that you either suspended or cut from a team so you can lose what you got going on.
And then they'll see that story on the bottom line, and they'll high-five over it like, oh, that was us.
That's their plan.
We got
That's
him in trouble.
That's their plan. So, you know, I'm not saying that Elliot has been in anything like that. I just feel like regardless of what he gets himself into from now on, just have somebody around you that knows better, that has your best interest, that will make sure that you're not even, you know, to the point to where you're not thinking wise enough at that moment to get yourself involved in those kind of situations.
Santana Moss in studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.